Hi, and welcome back to the Unconventionalist Podcast. I'm your host, Mark DeRoost, and this is a slightly special episode. It is now episode 160. I believe that it's been about 111 days since I released the last episode. We've taken quite a long break, and it's been quite the journey. I can't even remember what it is that I shared in the previous episodes in terms of updates, but I've got some really exciting guests. I decided to do like a limited series, despite my resistance to continue the show in some shape or form to try and take a break. I just couldn't resist. I just missed having conversations with inspiring and interesting people too much. And plus, because I've been on my journey of writing my own book, and I've been deep in the trenches of self-doubt and wrestling with all the saboteurs that come with, I've decided to do a special series where I sit down with some of my favorite authors and people who've written some really game-changing books, like Dr. Vera Young, who is probably to imposter syndrome what Brené Brown is to vulnerability, Nir Eyal, who's the best-selling author of Hooked and Indistractable, which was a game-changing book, and many, many others. And in this process, what my intention is to really get clear on their own process of writing books, but also their message, diving deeper into the topic that my book is talking about, which, unless you know, you're new to the show, welcome. And if you haven't heard recently, I basically signed a book deal last year, and in that process began this unraveling of, again, wrestling with self-doubts and figuring what this book direction was. And what's interesting, I'll talk a bit more about this in a later episode, but there's been a few moments in my life where I've known something to be true and where I had to go against the grain or had to make a difficult decision. And this book was one of them. So when I first pitched different publishers with my book, I had a very different value proposition for my book. And effectively, if you want to find out more about traditional publishing and publishing as a whole and all that stuff, let me know in the comments below or reach out to me over on www.theunconventionalist.com. Or at Mark DeRoost on social media, especially on LinkedIn these days. But and I'm happy to do a whole other episode just purely dedicated to that, my experience, especially that I've gone the complete self-publishing route and now I'm going the complete traditional publishing route. So happy to share my thoughts. But the reason why I bring this up is that when you go down the traditional publishing route, the way that it works is that you effectively create what they call a book proposal, which is a document. It's a bit like a pitching doc, if you want, where you go around and sell the idea of your book, which is, you know, why does this book matter? Why is there an audience for it? You know, why are you the right author to write it? Why now? What's your marketing strategy? Et cetera, compatible books and titles and that kind of stuff. And so the original book I was writing about was very much around how to overcome imposter syndrome for entrepreneurs to put themselves out there more so they can impact the world with their message and story. And that felt like a really good hook and a good concept. But as I started writing it, I realized a couple of things. One of them is that overcome imposter syndrome is often a byproduct of the work I do. It's not the main core part of what I do. And there are people who are specialized in imposter syndrome, such as Dr. Vera Young, who I got on the show, who we'll be sharing an episode with next. And it just didn't feel quite right. And so I was also in the uncomfortable situation where I had to reach out to my publisher to say, look, I know I sold you this book and this was the original concept of it, but actually I think there's a deeper book and a more important book that is in the idea of helping people come home to their stories so they can show it more powerfully in their business at home and with their colleagues and teams and so forth, and learn how to effortlessly engage and enroll their audience by using their story. And effectively, the premise of the book is if you knew how valuable your story was, you wouldn't be sitting on it, right? Like why your story matters and how it can transform your business, you know, change your life and heal the world in some way. So that was kind of like the pitch I went in. And I've got to give credit to my publisher who actually had the courage to go, okay, we trust you. We follow your lead. Obviously, it's a different book than we bought. But look, if you think this is what it is. And this is based on conversation with lots of different people around the original topic. And I was kind of doing these study groups. So I'd speak with people about some of the challenges I was trying to write about in the book. And I created an amazing beta reader group, which I'm really grateful for. A small portion of people on my email list. If you're not on my email list, what are you doing? Go over on www.theunconventionalist.com/newsletter or www.markderoost.com/newsletter. And asking questions. And again, it came clear to me that there was just this really important book that needed to be told about why sharing your authentic story authentically could transform your business, you know, change your life and impact the world. And so I went down that road, and that was like a whole other conversation. And I kind of retreated. I continued working with my clients. I continued doing like some behind the scenes, but mostly I retreated. I kind of went off social media, as you might have noticed. I stopped the podcast. I stopped everything. And I was dragging my feet, and I wasn't writing as much as I thought I'd be writing. And I've spoken to authors that you're here in the series who spend 5 years writing books, or you know, a year and a half or 2 years. And I had 3 months to write my manuscript, which with hindsight was ridiculously short. And so I asked for an extension, and that was going to be end of January. And then I asked for another 2 weeks because everyone wanted to get it perfect. And I managed to write up to 110,000 words of a manuscript, which doesn't sound like a lot, but if you've been following my journey through my newsletter, then you know the ups and downs of that process and how kind of that was hard, right? But got up to 110,000 words. I was working with a kind of a book coach, more like an accountability coach, and making sure that I was hitting my deadlines, at least this chapter by this week, and that kind of stuff. So that was really helpful. And then I reread my manuscript. And when I reread the 110,000 words, it took me a couple of days to do that. I'll be honest, I have mixed feelings. You know, I felt proud and inspired that I managed to write 110,000 words in such a short period of time, because effectively it was like in a month and a half, 2 months that I wrote all that. But concerned that I felt like the book wasn't at all where I wanted it to be. There was a lot of fluff, a lot of stories that I went off that maybe didn't really drive a point, repeating myself, no structure really. It was a bit of an issue for me. And so what I then did is I kind of looked at, okay, maybe I just need to hire like a freelance editor to kind of help me shape a little bit the book before I submit it to the publisher. And that was a whole process in itself, trying to find someone while still trying to finish, right? I was trying to find someone while still finishing the manuscript, which is, again, another conversation for another day, right? But eventually found someone. Jason was amazing. We managed to shape a little bit more of the book, chopped like 50,000 plus words. We were left with 60,000 words at the end. And then on Valentine's Day, and I remember this because I signed the contract of my book deal on my daughter's birthday in September. And then on Valentine's Day, I sent the manuscript to my commissioning editor, Jonathan, and I kind of said, you know, who needs a rose when you could get a manuscript instead? And I was really worried. I was on holiday with a family, and I kind of left my emails for a week, didn't check, kind of cut. And that was a really vulnerable process of putting my story out there and putting my book out there. It took me like about a month and a half, 2 months maybe to write the whole thing in sprints, but it's been years in the making, and it's been such a long and difficult journey to get to the final book idea. I mean, there were so many different, you know, journeys along the way. You know, big shout out to Emily and Hal and Tucker and the team over at Scribe Media, who also helped a bunch in the early days a couple of years ago when I was trying to figure out what my book was about. And it was just an epic journey, and it all culminated in me sending this script, and I kind of switched off. And then I tell my commissioning editor it'd be good to sit down and have a conversation about the update. And so we talked about, maybe I think it was about a week ago, something like that. We jumped on a call, and to my biggest surprise, he really enjoyed the book. And I got emotional. I remember telling him, I said, I'm grateful, I'm surprised, I'm humbled, and I'm moved. Because it was such a long ordeal. And also, it, you know, the fact that he also appreciated the manuscript was a huge, huge deal for me. And a friend of mine, Natalie, said this, which I thought was, you know, kind of interesting. She said, I'm really inspired, impressed, oh, I forgot what it was, but you didn't give up. And it's true. There were so many moments I wanted to give up in this process, but I was so committed that I knew that this book was needed. I knew this book was needed to be put out there because I knew that someone somewhere could use this book to not feel alone, and to have a new sense of hope, and it could change the trajectory of their lives. That's how deeply I believed in this book. And so I kept at it. And so now it's exciting. We're in the final phases of kind of shaping the book. I'm now inviting my beta readers who volunteered to look at the manuscript. That feels all sorts of scary as well, I guess, in some way. And if you missed out the opportunity to jump on, don't worry about it. You can jump on my mailing list again at theunconventions.com/newsletter, or drop me a line if you're looking for it, and we'll be very happy to point you in the right direction. But that's going to be the next step, where I share that manuscript, and that feels all kinds of scary. I'm going to get some notes, trying to make it as good and as helpful as possible. And then we go through the process of coming up with a book title, book cover, et cetera, et cetera. And then hopefully I'll be able to talk about it really openly in June, start promoting it. And then I'll tell you all about it a bit later on, how you can get involved. But in the meantime, I just wanted to jump in because it felt like such a weird jump to go from no episode to suddenly releasing this exciting new series. I also wanted to thank everyone who's been inspired by the conversations over the months, who've reached out to me. I know that some of you have gone off and started your own movements, impact, and done some incredible work of advocacy and trying to change things. We live in a strange time right now as I'm recording this, a fully fledged war's going on in Ukraine, and we're International Women's Day today, actually celebrating a very much a needed special event and day, and maybe come to a day when every day feels like that. So it's kind of a strange place. And also, I think one of the things I've come to realize looking back into the podcast and kind of original story of why I started it was really to try and come up with a resource or a place we could gather to better understand what it means to live a more meaningful and intentional life. Before I go, I want to share with you a tool that I've come across lately that's been really helpful, and a mix of combination of conversations. But effectively, I was going through Donald Miller's Hero on a Mission. And the idea, the premise is that faith is a terrible rider. Like if you leave your destiny in the hands of faith, then most likely you're going to wake up one day feeling like you missed out on the life you really wanted, and that you weren't able to hit all the things you wanted to do. And so using the same principles of storytelling that make a compelling and good story, apply that to your life, but actually up to a certain point and as much as you can, and up to extent, dictate the direction of your story by trying to live a more compelling story and be part of a more exciting story. And part of that is looking into the future. Now, I've heard this exercise done in different ways, but this is quite of a powerful one. I was asked to effectively write my obituary or my eulogy. And it's a really weird process. I think for a couple of reasons, I think most of us, me included, are in denial of our own mortality, and it's never a comfortable thing or a fact to kind of address that. But there's also a massive therapeutic exercise in it to think about what is it that you want people to remember you for, not because necessarily what you did, but maybe how you made them feel. What is the case for your life having been meaningful? And taking the time to map that out, it's been a really interesting experience. So if you haven't done that, I really recommend it. Alex also has been on the show, talked about how he also does a Wikipedia page. Like in 10 years' time, what would your Wikipedia page read? Which I thought was also an interesting exercise. So a lot of stuff has been going on behind the scenes, is what I'm trying to say. I'm excited to get back on the circuit of speaking and talking. If you or your company are looking for external speakers to come in and facilitate and deliver talks, workshops, please let me know. That's been a really exciting new development moving forward. It's been great to be facilitating again. I've been running workshops again, which again has just been fun because I've been such in a monk mode trying to get this book. You know, you don't write 110,000 words without kind of burning candles both ends. I never would recommend anyone to do that, what I did. But I'd love to hear from you, and I'd love to know what you're up to in the world. What is inspiring you right now? And what are you working on? What is something that you're actively trying to pursue and trying to create in this world that's going to make a positive difference? I want to hear about you. And if there's any way I can help you, then that'd be great. I've got one special announcement, which I'm really excited about. I've heard a lot from you and a lot of people I've worked with over the years that inspiration is great, but taking action is better. But there's often a gap between being inspired by the piece of content and actually implementing what you've learned. And so I decided to sit down with some of my favorite human beings who've achieved some extraordinary things in their field, but more than that, who can distill the exact steps they've taken or can share with you some really practical tips on how you can achieve these great results. So whether that's landing your dream PR piece, whether that's landing a TED or a TEDx talk, or whether that's being featured on Forbes.com, or why you should leverage newsletters, or how you can win awards. Like, I've sat down with all of them, you know, from Jody Cook, Lucy Werner, we've got Alex Mary, we've got Donna O'Toole, Tony Riddle. We've got a whole bunch of guests lined up. Vanessa Bello came on as well, rocked the show about why you should share your story on stage. And I'm making that available to you because I think I want to be able to help you to translate inspiration to action. And I think this is part of that mission of mine. So at one point, it will probably be online and we'll probably come at a small cost to kind of keep the lights on. But for the moment, I want to make it available to you. So if you're interested, click in the show notes and check out the mini expert series where I talk with the real VIPs, the very inspiring people in my life. And so far, the beta testers that I've sent it to said they've loved it. It's kind of short videos, practical steps. And then I distill all the learning in a document where you can actually just follow and there's a homework and accountability. And I just want to make this the year that you put yourself out there and get stuff done and make an impact with your story. And if this can be part of it, then that'd be amazing. The only thing I ask in exchange is if you can let me know what you think of the project, if it's been helpful, if it's helped you achieve anything in your business and your life, then I'd love to hear that. So that's it, folks. It was good to jump back in. Feels weird to get back in the sandal. And yet it's as if I was being there. You know, I've been running the show since 2015 now, on and off, admittedly, but still here. And this special series is going to be really great because I sit down with some really, really great thinkers. I've got some guests lined up and some other guests I hope I'm going to get. So you'll find out quickly if I do. But without further ado, I appreciate you. I love you. I appreciate everything that you stand for. And more than anything, I appreciate your attention and your time that you spend on this podcast. I've read some of your reviews on Apple Podcasts. If you haven't done so already, it means a lot. If you go over to Apple Podcasts and leave a rating and review, and if you're on YouTube, subscribe and leave a comment. That also always super helps to spread the word and spread the message. So I'm Mark LaRoost. I'm your host of the Unconventionalist Podcast. It's good to be back. And I don't know for how long, as always with these things, but I'm here for now. And I hope that you'll find all the content and information in this very special series coming up as inspiring and as thought-provoking as I did. I'll see you in there.